Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
What up?
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Hey. Where are you going?
I'm moving out of your way.
He was ducking like 8 feet out of my way.
Well, you're a tall person, and when you freaking hit me.
It's like, I thought you were bending over in front of me. You were leaning over.
Is
so
this
far.
How I'm really going to fucking start this, really? I'm bending over for you.
It was
you.
Odd. It was odd behavior.
So. Oh, shut up.
So, it's been a while.
Been a great week.
So, what do you want to talk about, Pam?
Whatever you want.
First thing that comes to mind, or hand.
I hand it to you. You started off on the right hand. It's right foot and right hand.
So when you put your hand down someone's pants, doesn't that bring on other things?
It didn't in this case.
Oh.
Because
couldn't get it going, huh?
I couldn't get it going. But the other thing is.
Well, maybe he couldn't. See, Alice.
Couldn't
no, wait.
Start
he
that
couldn't.
Fire.
Because he was too drunk?
No, I think I'm a terrible hand jobber.
Oh, you need more practice.
I don't think I did a good job at all because. I rarely give them, and
need more practice.
I didn't.
Well,
I
normally, just all you have to do is touch it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
The,
it's
the
like,
wind.
Boom.
The
yeah.
wind blows for me, and there it goes.
Well, the guy's probably too drunk.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That could be.
We could say that.
Right, or maybe he's gay. You never know.
You're both being too nice. Let me ask you a question without Pam answering.
All right, here we go, Phil.
Okay.
Have you ever received a hand job, nothing else, and been like, "That was fucking great"?
No.
See, they're not good.
I can't think back that far.
Oh, wait. Yes. One time in my life.
Really?
Yep. I was doing the night show. We had a masseuse in.
Oh.
She massaged one of the interns. And then at the end of the show was wrapping up.
Hey.
She said, would you like a massage? And I'm like, not on my back.
No.
And what?
No.
She took it from there. You pointed it.
Yeah. Point. She took me into one of the sales offices. It was the sales manager's office at the time.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
And, wow, that was the most amazing fucking hand job
really?
Ever.
Why?
She,
how is
oh
it
my
good?
God.
I don't know how to
she
make it good.
She had lotion. She was like
see,
a professional
see, I didn't have any,
but that's,
anything.
That right there. So every time like a hand job is going to happen between two people who are just going to hook up, it's because it's like, look, I met you, like it's the end of the night, we got nowhere else to go, but mm-hmm. I'm not ready to give you the whole thing yet. It sucks every time.
See, I've gotten better hand jobs from somebody I just met as opposed to someone I've been with for a while. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, it's the excitement of that person you met, they touch it, it's like, oh shit, here we go. But yet, when there's someone you've been with for a while, it's like, eh.
It's because of the situation. There's apprehension because you don't want to get them too excited because
right.
you're not taking it any further. The girl has already decided this is as far as it's going to go. It's not leading to anything else. The guy knows that at this point. It's the worst. It's the fucking worst.
I've never had a girl outside of this profession
who had fucking tools at her disposal. She
right,
had lotion,
I didn't have anything with
she
me.
She has lubricants.
But,
and she's a professional.
I've never had a girl touch my dick, and then that's as far as we went.
Right.
Because it's the worst. Who signs up for that? That's awful.
That's the prerequisite. That's the foreplay.
Yeah.
So I knew exactly what Phil was saying. I knew it wasn't gonna go any further because of a couple reasons. One was I had my period really bad. And there was just nothing to do.
Could have had a V8.
I was in my car. What can I do? I'm not in I don't have a shower. I don't have anything near me.
Right.
And the other thing was, I don't know how good I am at sex. So I'm not going to have a one night stand with someone.
How does
a
girl have to be good at sex?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just knew
receive.
I wasn't going to have sex
happen?
With him.
Right, just touch it and it goes.
I've never had a one night stand.
Put it
and
drive.
I just, you know, I am a very self-conscious person. So sex and self-consciousness don't really mix.
You don't seem self-conscious.
I am.
Really? Keith said it on the air. At one point, she pointed to her belly and goes, I'm really trying to work on this.
Especially
yeah.
since
she
she's
opened the sexy time.
I did. So I knew it was just roadblocks everywhere. So then when it came to that, I was like, oh, this is just terrible.
Next case,
I knew
you just
it wasn't
good. You just don't touch the area. If you're not ready to play, then just don't touch the area.
And you know what?
If I'm making out with a girl and she touches my crotch, not my dick, but right. just puts her hand in my crotch,
right.
I'm like, I'm getting laid.
Yeah, see? Automatically, I grab the back of her head.
Right.
Oh, God.
But if it's not going to progress anywhere, if it's just the hand there, what the fuck is the point? Don't put it there.
I don't know. Right. It just happened to go there. It's like a natural reaction. Well, it's like the next step. And then I was like,
I feel the same way. Because once you touch that, it's like, all right, you started the car. Now we're going for a ride.
Well, in her defense, we had those little lifesavers in there.
Your car ran out of
oh,
gas.
Oh, look, butter rum. My favorite.
But when I heard that he's blind and he got a hand job, I'm like, oh, my God, Pam is fucking awesome.
It's just terrible.
Probably better than a guide dog.
It's just.
Well, we got a lot of material out of it on the air, Pam.
We
Thank
did.
You.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Do that more
My
often,
pleasure.
Please. We're going to the Veterans Gala tonight.
Need more practice. Right.
Thank you for your service. Can I shake your. You could shake their hands or you could shake something else.
Pam's on the lookout for guys walking around in canes.
Yeah, and now I'm loser of the week thanks to Dom.
Yep.
Dom. Come on, you knew that was going to happen.
That was a tribe
really?
Coming to the rescue.
I didn't really see that one coming.
That's a tribe coming to the rescue.
Like the DMV, Governor Malloy.
Right.
The tribe coming to the rescue to Pam? That's
I'm
like
assuming.
The question I have. So what,
I'm
we're not
assuming.
Supposed to talk about this shit on
I'm
the air?
Assuming. You know them. They, you know, they see one person. They just.
They coddle.
Yeah.
No, they protect Pam. They do.
They do.
Well, this is a female phenomenon that's been on the show. Whoever the female role is, if they're on for more than 4 months.
Right.
You know, it's a male-based station, so that person gets coddled.
Yes.
But really? Like...
Did you
not want me to bring this up on the air?
There were bigger losers out here for you to get it. But, you know, I was just relieved because you beat me.
No, like, so what's my job on the show? To press fucking buttons?
Exactly. What
right.
do you do?
Literally
right.
and figuratively.
Right.
Right?
I thought after I put him on hold, and I don't know why I didn't say this to you, but I was mad at Dom. It's like, okay, Mamsie calls in. She's going to protect Pam. Fine.
Yeah,
but how does Dom listen to that
Mamsie.
Whole story and then call in and nominate Chaz?
Right.
That is, I could not believe that,
you
knowing
Dom. You can understand the estrogen club sticking together, but, you know, but for a dude to come in, that was kind of weird. That
yeah.
was kind of weird.
Yeah, Dom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not a dude.
Right, maybe. You never
he's
know.
Just mad you didn't go to Pearl Jam with him.
I never seen him. I never
I wasn't
seen
invited.
Him. I never seen him pee. I have no idea which bathroom goes to.
And then AJ wasn't even invited to Keith's birthday party.
No.
That kind of hurt to see the photo and everything. It's like, you know what? I know I don't go to a lot of things, but at least just... ask me just an asking I probably won't be able to go because usually I'm working or something like that. I got something else going on, but not to be asked to find
no
out
I think I the key is what you said right there.
What's that?
Is that you're probably not gonna go.
Yeah,
I don't I do go to stuff. I do go to stuff, but I would have actually in this case I would have liked to stop by this happy birthday. I probably wouldn't have stayed the entire mm-hmm. night because, you know, and when everybody else is getting drunk and you're sober, it becomes real old real fast because everybody becomes a real asshole because they start asking you things 3 or 4 times over and over again, becomes sloppy.
Oh, yeah, the same joke over and over.
Exactly, exactly.
It was funny
so,
once.
But I wouldn't have minded going in there just doing a quick thing, you know, hey, happy birthday, hang out for a half hour, 45 minutes or an hour, and then split when dinner's coming.
All right, so all week, did you walk into the boss's office and say happy birthday?
No. But by the way, boss, happy birthday, sincerely.
Should we get some wine?
Yeah, let's have some wine.
You give me booze, man, I'll be in big fucking trouble.
You become very mushy when you're drunk.
I go either way. I become either very mushy or I become very, very angry and a lot of shit comes out.
Hmm.
Wow. You guys have seen Happy AJ.
Oh, we're doing the wine cast very soon.
I've seen both mm-hmm. AJs.
I don't want wine. Martini, that does the shit.
Yeah, what were you saying to Phil in the back of his car? You guys were leaving my house, the three of you, and you're like, boy, you have... command of this vehicle.
Oh, I said you have a very
emulating confidence.
Yeah.
Radiating
confidence.
You radiate confidence. Yeah, well, he does because I'm seeing Aztec temples and he's fucking driving things straight in the rain. So I wasn't
funny.
Wrong there. He was. He got us home. I'm still
driving. Radiating
confidence.
I'm not dead.
This goes back to we were playing the game at 9:30 and like, who's the person you don't want to sit next to on a plane because they'll talk your ear off? It's AJ.
Yeah.
And even when he's drunk, AJ, that's because he was in the passenger seat. Pam's in the back talking to her Mexican guy in Spanish. And we were just laughing for a minute. And then AJ
passed out.
I'm on the highway. I'm driving on the highway, and all of a sudden AJ's just making comments to I don't know who. Like, I'm driving, and he's not really being like, oh man. He's just like, wow, Phil's radiating confidence right now. And I was just like, who is he talking to? Like, where are these comments coming from, and who are they directed at?
Chatterbox.
The voice in my head get louder when I drink.
Remember coming back from Ridgefield Playhouse?
Yes.
Just when AJ had all the martinis.
Oh, the best night in the ever. Car.
Yeah. You weren't in the car, but
I was the there whole when way. We were in Allison's office.
Oh, yes. Man, I was fucking polluted though. I mean, I drank six martinis. You
well,
don't
didn't
do
you
that.
Try to lean up against the door and it wasn't there.
And then like three or four beers on top of that. And I believe I also did a shot. Yeah, I'm hammered. Yeah.
At the end of the night, the crowd is coming. They're leaving. They're leaving at the theater. And AJ is standing with his arm on the doorway, leaning, covering 90% of the entrance, and people are trying to leave. And he just moved his shoulder without moving his feet. And I have like a before and after photo of him on my phone somewhere of he's wearing his leather jacket and he's covering the whole doorway. And then all he did is just move his shoulder.
Hey.
And there are people trying to get out. And
then he's giving them like little comments like, have a great night. Did you have a good time? No, good to see you.
I'm friendly. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it.
I all thought I was this really friendly
There's
guy in a leather jacket.
Nothing wrong with it at
hey,
all.
They fucking got around me, right?
People got their keys out. They're trying to leave. He's like, so BMW, funny. Huh? Cool. All right. Have a good
one. All right. Have a good one. Enjoy.
Again, I'm a funny,
He's
happy
like the
drunk.
Exiting committee. There's a greeting committee and an exiting committee.
Right. I'm the Walmart exiter.
Then in Allison's office, he was complaining because he was like, oh, man, as we were driving in, it's like, this is what Connecticut's supposed to be. And like, I don't like my neighborhood. And like, it looks like Christmas here.
This is what Connecticut I was picturing. This
there
is
were
what
Christmas
I wanted.
Lights up. It was cold.
It's Christmas-y.
But
it's like Christmas town.
Christmas lights up.
So we went for the Rick Derringer Edgar Winter show.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, we got to drink again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's schedule that. The next drink fest. Mm. Well, we'll have tonight.
Not tonight for me. I'm driving.
Uber.
Yeah, that's right.
You were invited to a wedding.
You were.
I know. But at least someone invited me.
That's
all
true.
Right, so, what's an appropriate wedding gift for Magilla?
Inappropriate or inappropriate?
Appropriate.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they say you got to cover your plate at least.
Yeah,
what do you think the plate is?
He said on air 75 or 85.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Yeah, so you double it. Yeah, you got you and Jennifer, maybe throw them. So
I'm not going there to eat. So, but I don't care.
So, like, you know what? So, 150, 200 bucks tops?
Yeah, I was thinking two.
Yeah.
200.
Boom, done. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably more generous than most folks will be there.
Yeah.
I was going to do 100 since he said the plate was 75
yeah,
or 85.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like,
one person, 100 bucks, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So we're going to give him, I'm going to give him 100 bucks for my account. And then Amanda got them a really nice gift. She's really thoughtful in this way. So she found super nice, like crystal scotch glasses that have been etched with their initials. And then she got them a decanter, so you can pour the whiskey into the decanter, and it's got like one of those big crystal stoppers and everything in it.
Oh, wow.
That's also got their name and the wedding date on it.
That's beautiful. McGill is like a fucking ape, okay? He's going to drop that shit.
I know.
They have
it's
a small child.
You
know, always
going
to knock that down at some point. Just throw it on the floor right now.
So what are you saying? Don't buy anything nice.
No. I mean, I'm just saying don't count on seeing it a year from now because it's a small child running around and you got Magilla. You get double trouble.
Don't buy him anything nice.
Exactly. Buy stuff that like bounces. Like Fisher Price shit. For adults. A nice plastic tumbler set right at a magic marker. At least till the kid gets to be in college.
And what are you going to give?
I'm giving him $100 plus I'm also getting, I saw him him and Megan at Plan B Burger, so I'm going to give him a Plan B Burger card. So I already got the check written out. I just got to stop and get the Plan B Burger card.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Someone's not going, but was invited.
Well, now I feel like I should add something extra in
no,
there.
No, you're fine, because it's you by yourself. $100 is great for one person.
Yeah, but you by yourself too, really. And
yeah, well,
like, and then you're
going to
get Plan B. Like, how much
generous.
Are you spending on Plan B?
My left hand is very generous. What?
AJ makes a left-hand joke in every Week in Review podcast.
Yeah,
it's my signature. It's my signature thing.
It's your signature.
Yeah, I'm just lying. Usually my right hand, but go ahead.
Right.
So the left hand's the catch hand then?
Catch what?
Anything else?
What do you think?
I know. Well, I don't know because we never got that far the other night, so.
It's the mitt.
Oh, we've never named Pam's chair.
Right. What happened to that?
I have no idea what happened.
There's almost 200 comments the last time I checked.
Yep.
Someone had a good one the other day. I got to find it. They said something about if the chair's on wheels, you should name it this. And I remember being like, that's the one.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to find it.
Excuse me.
It's going to take me a while. There's a lot.
It definitely didn't come from my body. Maybe because I wouldn't notice that,
The only thing I can think of is people use that room and someone spilled something on that chair and they didn't wipe it. It just dried. Because I find that room in a disarray and it's I'm always constantly like Monday mornings, you should mic that room because I fucking go off. Because I'm like, really, what the fuck? You know, it's like, I leave the room spotless. I put everything back and everything. I come in, it's like a fucking tornado hit. So it wouldn't surprise me that someone was having lunch in that area in order not to get anything on the board, but spill something on her side onto the chair. Either that or you sharted, one of the two.
But I wouldn't notice like something in my pants right. Or like I would have felt it come out.
Say, oh yeah, there was that one day.
Right. I thought it was a fart.
I didn't find the comment I was looking for, but Doug said we should name it C3PO. Like with all like spelled out P.
Oh man. You know what we should do? Get someone to like analyze it.
Oh, analyze it to like a CSI person.
Like the CSI
person.
People.
Yeah, pull DNA.
Someone said you should call it the Pampon.
Oh. Pampon, that was it.
Pampon.
Here it is. If the chair is on wheels, I'd call that the Swamp Ass Express.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Well, that's in the lead.
That's funny.
Swamp Ass Express.
Well, that's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
Bye, AJ.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you make lots of comments. Give feedback. We love hearing from you. Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.